Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, I really appreciate that. I really do. And I'll let you know. I'll tell you what, I call you one way or the other in the morning before 9. Okay, appreciate it.
You ain't got the line.
Yes, we can.
We're on a mission from God.
I got nowhere else to go.
All my life I had to fight.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Think we lucky we got 'em. Think we lucky we got 'em. Think we lucky we got 'em. Good time. 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 Not getting hurt, not getting hurt. Keeping your head above water. Making a way when you can.
Let's talk about it. Tonight's special segment continues every Monday night, 8 o'clock. It's called On the Grill. On the Grill is where we normally throw a topping on the grill and roast it. Tonight, however, by popular demand, we are having another open mic. And guess what? Tonight's theme are the 80s. So sit back, relax, get ready for Levi, Tamika, Tony, and Cam as they take you on a journey through some soulful talk radio and the 1980s era of funk. And now, we're playing Funkin' for Jamaica by jazz trumpeter Tom Brown out of Queens, New York. Right after we jam all Funkin' for Jamaica, we're going to go right into the show and welcome your host, Tony Stallings, and co-host, Cam I Am. For Jamaica, man.
Let it get into me. Jamaica funk, man.
man, I love that thing. Hey, look, welcome to the show. It is July the 25th, 2011, and if you did not know that it was 2011, you're probably in a drunken stupor. Now, it is about 8:05, and we are here for those that are not listening to the head Negro in charge of the country. I had to say it. The head Negro in charge, because he's a black man. If for those that are not listening to him, we are still live. For those that are listening on the archive show later, we here, baby. Y'all ain't, but we run the show. You know what I'm saying? We got show got to go on, baby. I'm Tony Stallings. Welcome to this episode of On the Grill. And Cam and myself, Levi and Tamika, are ready to serve you as if we work at Church's Chicken. And we have some good information for you tonight. Absolutely nothing. We're just going to kick it. It's called Open Mic. We're going to share it with you. Anything that's on our mind, we got some pet peeve issues. If you want to give us a call and get in on it before I bring out Cam, it's 323-784-9638. And I can hear echo. I guess that means everybody's listening to Obama. Cam, you there?
I'm here, Tony. I think I want some jerk chicken after hearing that song.
Some jerk chicken, Jamaica, man. You know, I was expecting somebody on that song to sound Jamaican. But my boy Tom cut up on that one. I was dancing and looking for the remote at the same time because I was going to watch Obama with it on silent and dance. I can't find the doggone way to change the station. My 11-year-old, Chris, normally handles that for me. But my little producer here is out of town. So, jerk chicken, is that when they, like, jerk the leg apart and then fry it? Is that what that is?
You know what? I don't know how they make the chicken. All I know is I love jerk chicken. I don't know how to cook it. I think I've cooked it maybe once. But I can follow a recipe. I'm a recipe cooker. But when I heard that song, it just made me think of jerk chicken and rice for some reason.
Wow.
I don't know why, Tony, but it just made me think of jerk chicken and rice.
We're not going to talk about chicken. You know, when we talk about chicken, folks start, they go crazy, man. They love for us to talk about chicken. You know, us and chickens are quite fond of each other.
Right. You always talking about every time I talk to you on the phone or whatever, you just always talking about chicken.
You know, what's we love some chicken. We love some chicken. You know that.
I do.
The man. Oh, by the way, did I tell you? You told me that the man said that we can come get some chicken. I'm going to claim my chicken when I go down to Selma. I'm gonna go down there. I'm gonna claim my chicken.
Yeah. We need to go together. And if he reneged on what he said, Tony, then we may have to break out our picket sign.
No. You're right. I forgot about that. West right. Selma's a picketing city. So I'm gonna leave my signs in the trunk. And if no chicken, no peace. Either the piece of chicken or no chicken, no peace. Make up your mind.
I like that, Tony. No chicken, no peace.
No chicken, no peace.
Y'all got to go. That's what we're going to say. No chicken, no peace, or y'all got to go.
But I got some good news.
What's the good news?
He had a wreck. Here's the good news. He got insurance.
Don't get me to playing with that, please. Please don't get me to playing with that. Cause
don't let the preacher have a wreck now.
Don't let me start playing with that, buddy.
All right,
hold on a second.
In Selma, Alabama, Tony, they better have some insurance dealing with some chicken.
And we ain't talking about just liabilities. You got to have full coverage chicken insurance.
No. And they stand open till 5 a.m. in the morning, too?
Now, when I heard that, I don't want to put nothing on nobody's mind, but I got a feeling after they get visited by some folk about 2-3 in the morning, when Selma police ain't there eating chicken, they're gonna quickly follow suit with churches and start closing at 1. Now they're just trying to get the business now, right? But they won't be doing that long, especially after some people start walking up there going, "Give me a chicken, give me a cash register, and whatever you got in your pocket." They're going to say, "Hey, they're going to change that fast." Yeah, the late night chicken days are over, baby. That's it.
And then, Tony, and they start calling names, like this one particular restaurant got robbed in Selma, and they was like, Tony, lay down, Cam. Hey, Tamika, that's you. Lay down, Tamika. You know what I'm saying? When they start doing that, they're going to hurry up and close at 10 like every other restaurant around here.
And then one of the employees look at them and go, Junebug, is that you? That's Junebug. Where you get that mask from, Junebug?
Man, get out of here. We ain't giving you no money. You ought to be ashamed of yourself coming in here robbing us and we give you free chicken every day. Get out of here.
Wait till I tell Miss Pearl. It's going to break her heart. You wait till Miss Pearl find out. And Reverend Trumbull, Lord have mercy. Oh, my goodness. That's
robbing
just a
us
shame.
In the daytime at 11 a.m. You ought to be ashamed.
Oh God. And for everybody listening, we're gonna touch on what Obama's talking about tonight, this debt situation, because it's got a couple of people on the staff heated. They hadn't been able to sleep or eat, been drinking all day. Sobered up for the show. And so we're gonna get into that in a little bit later today, because tonight, guess what, Cam, we got like a pet peeve thing going on, and boy, I got something I want to share. I really want to share something. I'm telling you, I'm just trembling over here waiting to share this information with everybody and let them know. Now, tonight's going to be a little different, everybody. We got 80s night tonight, and it's going to be one of the last shows that we actually feature a lot of music like that. We're going to switch over to another format. But we got the 80s show going on tonight, and 12, 13, 14, 15. Okay, I'm going to take a break early tonight and come in and bring on the stars, Levi and Tamika, because we're going to have extra long breaks. Now, the reason I'm having a few breaks more than I normally do is because we're going to kind of be featuring the 80s music, and I got some good stuff for you. I got some good stuff. You just got to be jamming with Tom Brown, the jazz trumpeter from Queens, New York, with Jamaica Mon, Funkin' for Jamaica Mon. And you got to be careful how you say that, Cam. You know, when you say Funkin' for Jamaica, you got to make sure you pronounce every syllable. Baby, cut that off. Now, them folks on there, they know they're not supposed to be doing that. They're rebels and ministers. I know they folk. Cut that off. So you got to say Funkin' for Jamaica. Make sure you get that unkin sound in there because people will be, ooh.
Don't email us. Don't text us.
Don't send us inboxes
on Facebook.
Don't send us inboxes after 10 a.m.,
okay?
Don't send us no inboxes telling us that we're talking about y'all and your wives and your kids and your dogs. Please save all that, okay? So with that being said, we're going to get started. I'm going to go ahead and get into the first break, and then we come back. It's going to be Levi and Tamika time. And from what I understand, a couple of them got some stuff they want to talk about. So we're going to come back, and we're going to get into that thing. But right now,
we ain't responsible for what Tamika say now.
We are not responsible. Don't write us. Don't call us. Don't text us. Because we don't care. We'll be right back.
One minute of 1980 grooves. This jam went number one in January of 1981. It's by Kool & the Gang. It's called Celebration.
There's a party going on right here. A celebration to last throughout the year. So bring your good times and your laughter too. We gon' celebrate your party with you. Come on now.
This is the Soul of America Radio. Tonight's guest panelists are Levi and Tamika. This is called On the Grill. You can join us tonight with Hot Topic or Open Mic at 323-784-9638. 323-784-9638. Or if you want to listen to some old episodes or archived episodes, after the show, go to www.soulofamericaradio.com. Find lots of information on the host and previous shows there. This is the Soul of America Radio. This next song came about after this young lady had a real-life encounter with an exhausted bathroom attendant. Shortly after, Donna Summer wrote a song that hit number one in July of 1983 called She Works Hard for the Money.
All right, I'm back. I didn't know if I had some more talking on this thing or not, so I'm going to talk over it anyway. I can do that. Love some African music. Love some African jams. We back to the show now. We finna hop right in it, and without any further ado, I almost brought JR on. I don't want to bring JR on right now. We didn't have a little talk. There we go. Without any further ado, I'm bringing on to the show our guest. Not guest panelists, guest stars, Levi and Tamika. Let's bring on Levi first. Levi, what up?
Hey, it's a beautiful day on the left coast. Mr. T, Miss Cam, how I am. How y'all doing this evening?
Good, great, 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 great. It's good to be alive.
God is good.
Yes, indeed, all the time.
And all the time.
And Tamika, Tamika, welcome to the show. What's up?
I got a problem.
She got a problem. Where is the mute button? No, I'm just joking. How you doing tonight?
I am great. I'm nice and tipsy. The wine is great in the green room. I am happy right now.
We got some good stuff. We went and got the cold duck. Was that the cold duck? Yeah, we got the cold duck tonight.
No. I went into the Thunderbird. There was a little Kool-Aid in it.
All right. We was holding the Thunder. Okay. All right.
I just poured a little.
Okay, that's cool.
Just
it wasn't your fault.
Thunderbird and Kool-Aid.
That's all right.
Thunderbird and Kool-Aid. Boom, boom.
Oh, Hammer, she done got the good stuff, Cam. We was holding the Thunderbird for a wedding. Friend of mine getting married. We're going to hold a Thunderbird. Okay, go ahead, go ahead. We have to buy some more. Lord have mercy. What's up, Tamika? What, you said you had a problem. Is it like arithmetic or math or what?
No, I was only kidding. I heard the little disclaimer about the radio show and host not being responsible for the views of Tamika. I'm like, what?
Well, Tamika, you know I got that off your Facebook status.
Girl, I had to post that. I had to post that.
You had to post that, Tamika.
I had to. I need you to exercise your right to block and delete, baby.
Oh. Now you understand where I'm coming from, right? If you don't like what's on my status, navigate the mouse to the red X in the top
Please.
Of the corner and move forward, okay?
Okay.
And it's something that I actively encourage. Do that.
Immediately. I don't take it personally. That's what I love about social networks. You don't have to come on my page.
That's right.
Right.
Move
right.
on.
And how do they get off of your page?
I am going to be colorful in my language. I'm going to swear.
How do they get off of your page, Cam, if they don't want to be there?
You navigate the mouse to the red X and click.
And you out of there, right?
Use the index finger and click, and you out of there.
You out of there. I don't know why I'm going over this.
But they don't get the concept.
They don't get the concept. Yeah, you navigate the mouse, see, and you put it over the red X, and when you click, you out of there. You ain't got to ever worry about seeing that page again, right?
Right, or me.
Well, talk to yourself if you don't like the page, right?
Right.
Let me just say this, because we were going to kind of share some pet peeves tonight. I'm going to be brief, I promise, like a Baptist preacher on a warm day.
Oh, Lord.
I'm going to be brief. Let me get out my handkerchief, because this is my first closing. You know, a Baptist preacher got about five closes. You know that, right?
Yes, Lord.
When they say, I'm going to be brief, we're going to be out of here soon. Oh, man, you might as well open up the lunch, get the crossword puzzle out for the kids. You're going to be there. But anyway,
let me
I'm going to wrap this
the Bible.
Up.
Go on.
Just like a Baptist preacher. But anyway, I tell you, the last couple of days, and I'm going to say it, I'm probably going to get email, cards, hate mail, and everything. I don't give a rip. I post stuff on my Facebook status. Everybody does it. Every red-blooded American citizen posts Facebook statuses, and they give messages. Sometimes you portray messages to people, okay? So I've had people to come to me and say, you know, because I have a social network site that I run on Facebook. I guess Facebook is a social network. It's a group within Facebook, okay? And so some people have opted out to be in it. Okay, cool. So I gathered a list of sayings from people that as the reasons they left. You know, I'm a doer. One person says I get too many notices. One person said, what was the other thing? I can't think of all of them, but I posted them on my stats, right? Okay. I didn't say no names or nothing. So I get this letter, this inbox that says, I recall telling you that I said such and such, and you need to get it off your page. You need to leave me alone. So I sat there a minute. I had to make sure my eyes were seeing what I was seeing. Somebody was telling me what to post and what not to post on my page. So to me, when I saw that, I took it like, you know how you're at your house, and you could be sitting on your porch reading a paper, and somebody would walk to your steps and go, hey, what you doing out here reading the paper?
Right.
I'm at my house. See, this is what happened. See, I was on the porch reading my paper last week, and so since you're on your porch, are you making fun of me? No, I'm just sitting on my porch. I think suggest you get up and go in the house and read your paper in the house. Don't nothing fire me up more than a person telling me what to put on. I pay for my Facebook page. You know how? Because I pay for the Internet here.
Right.
And I'm like Tamika, if I don't talk about nobody, if I don't put nobody's name out there, the Constitution says I can put whatever I want as long as I don't talk about terrorism. If I talk about terrorism, they will come knock at my door. Then I can't argue with them. I can't do no statuses. Won't be no host. It'll be host Cam. I am, and it'll be Levi and Tamika. I won't be here no more. They will drag me out of this mother. But nothing worries me more than people that go around Facebook looking at statuses and doing this thing like, are they talking about me?
Paranoid.
Are they talking about me? That burns me up, and I've received threats. I've received emails, cards, letters, and I'm going to get some stuff tonight. But I just want everybody to know, if you put something on your status and you don't name names, it's just that. It's just a status. And actually, I thought this one was pretty good, Tamika. I thought I was just putting something out there saying, hey, look, don't give up. Just hang in there. Turns out I'm genetically predisposed to liking chicken.
Wow.
You are.
So I'm going to pose this to y'all. Y'all are intelligent young men. Okay, and young men and women. If do you have any of you ever looked at somebody's status and thought they were talking about you and call that person up or email that person and say, get that status off the page? I mean, is it just me?
No,
it's just you.
No.
Outside of Tamika.
Yeah,
anybody else got any comment outside of Tamika? Where's the mute button at on Tamika?
Come on, Tony.
Well, that's JR. I thought you was muted. That's JR muted. Okay. Anybody else other than Tamika? Is it just me?
Well, I've never had to respond to anybody. I've read some posts in other people's status and thought, you know, that person might be talking about me, but quite frankly, I don't care because if I look at it. Either I'm going to own what the person says or not. So I look at it, and if it's something I need to own, I say, well, you know what? That person's right. I need to own
Big
it.
Bigfoot's in
and
Seattle.
And I don't own it because, you know, this is a free country, and I believe in debate, and I believe in sharing my ideas. And so, hey, let's get down.
Wonderful comment. John from Washington, what's your question, please? I agree, and I'm gonna get off of that because I promised I wasn't gonna preach tonight, and it's just I just had to put it out there. I don't hate too many people. Now there's some people I can go down the list, but they high government officials, and I don't want to say that over there. I don't hate anybody. I can't hate nobody. I gotta love people, and I gotta forgive people. But I just want to say on this air right now that if you see something in my status and you think it's about you, it ain't about you. I usually try to convey positive messages to people. And so when that backfires or when that fails, you know, hey, look, all I can say is if I did that and I caused that anybody any problem, here's a go. Here's what I feel about that.
It's we had a wreck. You had some wrecks?
That's all I'm saying. I had a wreck.
Tony, you are 44. You had some wrecks?
That's it.
Stop drinking that Thunderbird, okay?
And see, don't let the host have a wreck now.
Don't let the preacher have a wreck now.
That's how I feel about it. I love everybody. Come on, y'all want to sing the Barney song with me, the Barney song? I love you, you love me,
love me.
We always happy,
happy
family. I forgot it, man.
With a great big hug
and a kiss from me to you. That freak, he said that. Bonnie said that, a kiss from me to you. Really,
yeah.
Honestly, Cam, did he say that?
Yes.
What a freak. I had no idea he was saying that.
You didn't know what Christopher was listening to?
No. Oh, my God. You kidding me?
OMG. Oh, my God.
Are you serious?
Yes.
He said a kiss from me to you?
Yes.
Why is it
you dude? Say,
I think.
Yeah. I love you, too. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I thought Bonnie was a dude.
Does it make a difference?
A big difference. A big difference. We'll be right
they
back. We gotta, we gotta sell some stuff. We'll be right back.
Another minute of 1980s jams. This next song was one of the most popular songs in the 80s. It was almost removed from the LP because the producers simply didn't like it. In fact, it was remixed 91 times by the audio engineer before the final song was cut. It topped the charts in Spain, Switzerland, Austria, Italy, New Zealand, and Norway. Let's give it up for Michael Jackson's Billie Jean. And don't you go nowhere, we ain't through with the grill. It's blazing hot. I'm sorry. Right now and be a part of On The Grill at 323-784-9638, 323-784-9638. Join Levi and Tamika right now. Man, this next 1980 tunes was a jam. It was number one in March of 1980. These brothers were out of L.A., California, and they formed in Watts. Wallace and Walter Scott sang lead, and the name of this tune is And the Beat Goes On by the Whispers. Thank you. grill is nice and hot with Tony, Cam, Levi, and Tamika. We back, y'all.
Oh, I muted myself. Isn't that beautiful? I muted myself. Wow. It takes a genius to mute yourself, doesn't it? God is trying to tell you something.
Yeah,
don't
you need.
Don't God's trying to tell you something.
We're going to leave the thing to you. God told me he's trying to tell you something.
Well, look, I'm just going to go ahead and get into it. Levi has
got
this on his mind, and I want him to share it with us right now. Levi, tell us what's up.
All right. Well, now, we might need some insurance for this one. And I got something to say to my fellow Christians saved by grace. I am so sick and tired of folks coming up to me and saying, I got something to say to you, baby. And instead of them owning that it's something that they want to say, they say, baby, the Lord told me to tell you this, that, and the other thing. Don't, and then you hear what they got to say, and you like, now I know Lord didn't tell you to tell me that.
Right.
So my thing is, if you have something to say, own it. But don't try to put something that's on your heart, on God, or on the Holy Spirit. And that goes from the person sitting on the back pew all the way to the pulpit. Because everybody here walk into church sometimes, and the pastor get up in front of the congregation and say, Lord, may the meditations of my heart and the words of my mouth be acceptable in thy sight. And they mad at somebody in the congregation. and they proceed to preach a sermon that everybody in the church know the Holy Ghost didn't give them that sermon. So my thing is, if you got something to say, just get up in the pulpit sometime and say, y'all, I'm mad. I'm not going to put this on the Holy Spirit. I got something I just want to say. And say what you got to say. But stop putting the stuff you got to say on the Holy Spirit or on God. I'm so sick of that.
My pastor called that parking lot prophet. He called it a parking lot prophet. That's what it is. You leave in church. Oh, say, brother, this thing just dropped down in my spirit. You know, it dropped down, and this thing just sat down in my spirit. And God wanted me to tell, oh, man. Oh.
You know what, Levi? I remember one time I was, I was at my former church, and this guy, he came, and he wanted, you know, he called for all the ministers, you know, from the church. And it was about 12 or 13 of us. He lined all of us across the front, and he wanted to, you know, impart into all of our lives. You know, I don't know if my former pastor told him I was crazy. I don't know if he saw ignorant across my forehead or what. But he spoke into everybody's life. You know, he was talking out loud. And I can't stand that. You know what I'm saying? And everything he said to everybody was negative. He got to me, and he looked at me, and you know, and he looked at my pastor, and I guess he said, you know what? I ain't no telling what this fool right here gonna say. He walked right on by me. Like, you know, he was going to say, you know what, I better leave this metal patient alone. You know what I'm saying? Because she might try to say something back.
Oh, man, look here. Hey, y'all, we're going to let somebody want to hop in the grill with us here. We got Linda on the phone. Linda, welcome to the grill. What's up?
Hey, Tony. Hey, Levi. Hey, Tamika.
Hi.
Hey. It's so good to hear you guys.
Yeah.
Hey! Oh, you sound great, Linda. You sound a lot different.
Well,
this is Linda. Oh my God!
Say?
Do I have a fanfare music? Do I got any fanfare music? Doggone, I left the fanfare music at home. Why don't you tell me the Queen was gonna be here tonight, Cam?
Look, I know,
Linda.
I'm challenged, but I've been trying to get on. I've been trying to call you guys and get on this for a while. I finally did it. I give myself my own fanfare. Da 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 da.
I got you. I got that. I got you. Here we go. I got you. There we go.
Thank you. Thank you. All right now.
You mean you joined us tonight and you didn't listen to, you're not watching the president speak? You're going to wait till 10 o'clock when they tell you?
I'm going to get him. I was sitting up there praying for my boy.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about.
I'm praying for him.
He needs it.
And I'm not doing it. That pulpit praying. I'm not doing the back of the church in front of the pew. I am doing that honest prayer. That man needs some prayer. And you know that crying guy, that look, the speaker, the crying guy, I'm praying for him too.
Oh, talking about the house.
Let him cry his way on.
The speaker,
yeah,
of the house.
Speaker of the house. Let him cry his way on out.
Bo Hannah. What's his name, Tamika? Bo Hannah?
Whatever his name is, I call him the crying man.
The crying man.
That man
never cry
him
his way on out of there.
Cry his way on out. Let him cry the right thing, Lord. That's what I've been praying for.
Well, you why are you praying? Pray for these people that are supposed to get these checks this week, too, Linda, because I'm telling you, if they keep filibustering and you know, dancing around, people are not going to get some checks this week, you know?
Listen, they're going to get them checks. They're going to get them checks.
How do you think? You think they're going to work it out?
They're going to work it out. There's too many people out there depending on checks. I'll just say it like this. There's too many people out there depending on Social Security, SSI, their checks for a living.
Right.
For those senators and congressmen not to come up with something. They are scaring the daylights out of the people of America. They're going to come up with something, you know, by the first. They got it all in the works. It will be there by the first.
Do you think this is something that they're throwing in the hat? Because like, I was talking with Tamika earlier. Do you think this is something they're throwing in the hat to try to hinder that 2012 election? Do you think they're trying to... Republicans trying to put something in the mix on them?
They are. This is something they're using as a sure enough scare tactic, you know, to scare everybody. Just, you know, they got it where this lady was talking to me today. She says, and this was a white lady, she said, I was a staunch Democrat all of my adult life. She said, and I am now 67 years old. My husband and I have always been Democrats. We have always, our parents were Democrats. We grew up Democratic. She said, and we voted for Mr. Obama. She said, but I can't go that way now. If he was to be elected if we were to vote tomorrow, we couldn't vote Democrat. I say, since you were a staunch Democrat, can't you tell that this is now something to take you from being a Democrat?
Right.
Can't you tell this is a scare tactic?
Mm-hmm.
And if you are in your 60s, hitting 70, don't you know that this is something that has been played before? Can't you hear the tune that's being played?
Right.
Say, but this is our livelihood now. This is all we can depend on. I say, don't you know that this is something that they're depending on you to do?
Mm. And
you kind of make sense there.
CNN gave some
vote for him if he was running tomorrow.
But listen,
you said earlier in the conversation he inherited this mess.
I hope she's listening tonight, because listen to these statistics that came from CNN, actually Yahoo News. 52% of Americans think Obama has acted responsibly in the debt ceiling talk so far. I don't know where they got their stats from. Sue them, not me. But it said, but nearly two-thirds say the Republicans in Congress have not acted responsibly. 51% would blame the GOP if the debt ceiling is not raised. Only 3 in 10 would blame Obama. So, Linda, this indicating that there are a lot of people, or well, the majority of the people, it's split down the middle, but there's a lot of people that wouldn't blame Obama. They actually see through this.
And that's why I'm saying that that there will be a compromise before those checks go out, and I believe that the printing presses are running right now, printing those checks. So I don't think people have to worry about it.
Well, that's true. Nothing to worry about. I think a lot of people, the media, Linda, has a way of playing up the hype as well. But then again, at the same time, a lot when it comes to money, Linda, people, like you said, livelihoods, that gets people's attention. And so,
right.
Like you said, if you're gonna figure out a way to try to make the Democrats look a little less attractive, you can start hitting them pockets.
It's money. You can say money.
And then there are so many people. There are so many people that's on fixed income. They not just fixed income, but people that don't save money. People that are
right.
on check for being homeless.
And the poorest of the poor are the ones that are the most afraid. And that's
right.
what they are looking at. The poorest of the poor.
No, I was just going to say, Linda, you know, just like I was saying earlier, my radar goes up when somebody says something to me and they preface it by saying the Lord told them to tell me something. I have to say, I have talked to a lot of white Americans, and Obama wouldn't be in the White House unless a lot of white Americans supported him. So let me give those people
right.
credit, but I have to tell you something. My radar goes up when I talk to a white person, and they preface what they're getting ready to tell me by telling me how many years they've been a Democrat, and now
right.
all of a sudden, because of Obama, they are going to switch parties. I'm going to tell you,
uh-huh.
if a person was a Democrat, if she's 6 or 7 years old and she's been a Democrat, there's nothing that Obama has done that would cause her to change parties. So I have no idea, but I doubt the veracity of what she was saying in the first place. That person probably never voted for Obama from the jump.
I didn't believe she did either. I thought she was just saying that because she knew I was black. And she,
right.
at that point, she needed my help.
Levi, the more I talk to you, the more I like you, Levi.
And you know what?
Needed
her
my
neck,
help.
Her neck was getting redder and redder as the conversation was going on.
Right. And she needed my help to do what she needed my help for something at that time. So that's why she brought up Obama. But he's been brought up to me a couple of times today because they needed my help.
Linda, don't go nowhere. Hang on a second. We're going to do this and we're going to come right back. I want to finish talking to you. Can you hang on just a minute?
Yes, I can.
Okay.
Wow, this next particular artist from the 80s had 5 Grammys from his debut album. This song he's got coming up, hit number 2 in March of 1980, from San Antonio, Texas, Christopher Cross and Michael McDonald singing Ride Like the Wind.
Go.
Like the Wind was a big hit, number two. But that following year, Christopher Cross did a theme based on a movie. It rose to number one in the charts of 1981. It was based on the movie Arthur. Here is Christopher Cross singing Arthur's theme, The Best That You Can Do. It has an infectious melody.
Once in your life, you find her. Someone who turns your heart around. The next thing you know, you're closing down the town. Wake up and it's with you.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and fade that one out. It had about another 3 minutes on it, but I kind of wanted to get on back into the show and get back to what we were going. Were you talking, Levi? Was who was talking? I'm my mind is slipping.
No, I made my comment.
Yeah, age
okay.
Is telling on you.
Age is telling. Well, then I am glad that you called, because we have been trying to get you on the show. We've been sending you. We've sent you all kind of invitations and hints. We had to get you. In fact, I think I had spoke to you about coming on the show. Eventually, and talking with you. Did I get a chance to speak to you about coming on the show and let me interview you?
No, you didn't.
Okay. I'm gonna send you something, because I thought I sent you an inbox to it, yourself, and I think Barnett and one or two other people that are great historians for some of the civil rights and some of the history of Selma. I wanted to try to get you on the show, so. Now that I've got you on the air doing it, maybe I can talk you into it when we talk again about it later.
Okay.
Well, I appreciate you calling. Keep listening and call us back, because we love to have you on. Anytime you call, it's a blessing.
Okay. I enjoyed this. And when I did get on, I said, oh, I am so glad to be on here. I enjoyed the show. You guys are doing a fantastic job, and I just appreciate what you're doing. So keep up the good work. I just love you. And, hey, you got my vote. You know,
wow.
Run for office.
Oh, my goodness.
Now I am going to go and listen to our president, because he will be on soon. And everybody that's listening, please keep the president and our senators and congressmen in prayer, because they need to. There are some idle minds up there that needs a little prayer.
Wow, thanks a lot. We're definitely going to do that. Thank you for calling, and keep listening in. Keep supporting us. Keep praying for us, and just don't give us no parking lot profit stuff. And you didn't. But we're talking this to everybody. But you did wonderful. Man, I can't believe in the car. I'm really I got goosebumps on me, Cam.
I know it. She's such a sweetheart, though.
I'm going to get on the show, especially since I called out in public. I'm going to get on the show. I'm going to show through that. She's a wealth of information.
Yeah.
Now, we'll go to Tamika. We ain't got but 2 minutes and find out, but she takes a whole. Well, you know what? We did touch on it, Tamika, about the president. You got anything you wanted to add to that?
No, not at all. We did. That was good. That was great, actually. It was awesome.
Well, those statistics, I wanted to say those statistics kind of shocked me, because I was like everybody else. And I'm going to say what we talked about earlier. I just don't think people realize the brevity of the situation, because if, you know, when I tried to think, I was telling Tamika, when I go back to when I was 30 and 20, this would have been like foolishness to me, listening to them debate back and forth. But without this increase in the debt limit, which is what they're trying to do, the federal government not only will be in default, but they won't be able to pay their bills, all of its bills next month, which we kind of ain't able to do it. And President Obama even said recently he can't even guarantee that the checks are going to go out, which is what we talked on. Not only that, we're going to have individual mortgages going up. We're going to have car loans going up, student loans. See, that's when folks going to get involved, Cam. That's when they're going to say, oh my God, when they go to apply for a car and the interest rates are high.
Right.
That's what's going to, they're going to say, I don't have a credit problem. No, baby, the government needs this money.
Right,
right.
Mm-hmm. So if this thing don't come about, it's going to be some serious changes. And I believe, Linda, when I say that it's going to, I don't think, I was telling Tamika, I don't think that the Republicans want to get to the point where they get it too deep, because if it gets too deep, it could backfire against them. But
right.
My personal opinion is that this, as you saw from the statistics that Yahoo put out, most of the Americans can see through it. Now Obama probably does have the power to go and veto and do it, but for some reason he's getting a lot of support from people. So I'm thinking hopefully if this carries on over the week, we're going to be watching it, and we're going to definitely look at bringing this information back to y'all on next grill coming up, because we want to keep y'all informed. We want y'all to know what's going on. We want to talk about it. So if this thing is still hot throughout next week, and if nothing has changed, you better believe we're going to come back and put it on the grill for everybody. But we're gonna get this little bit out of the way, then we're going to come back. We got a minute or two to say some things before we get out of here, and then we're going to be right back. We'll be right back. Don't go nowhere. Don't touch that.
Times is recorded on tape before a live audience.
We lucky we got 'em.
Wow, everybody, it's been a blast, but tonight ends it right here. Be sure to join us Thursday with Bo or Big Easy for another relationship experience on Let's Straighten It Out. Tonight wraps it up. We're going to take it out. Thank you for joining us. From Tony, Cam, Levi, Tamika, we're going to shout out you before we go. But right now we're taking it out from a 1988 one-hit wonder, April of 1988 by EU, which means Experience Unlimited. It's called Da Butt. Check them out, y'all.
And I think Linda misunderstood the time on the president, because she said he's about to come up. So, Linda, you must have missed it already, but it's going to be on all night long. And before we get out of here, we're going to say some last words. We got about another minute left. Levi, what's up?
Hey, the Lord told me to tell you. Love you. And I do too.
Now, I believe that, Levi.
Tamika.
Hey, it's always a blast. Thanks for having me.
And it's always a pleasure having you. And Camilla, Cam, what's up?
And
I'm doing the butt, but I want to tell you.